Let's get the finance. Here's Rebecca Heim.
Hi, good morning. Wall Street has broken a three-day rally overnight, with energy stocks dragging the market down because of a further slide in crude oil prices. But mining firms are also coming under pressure, and there are losses for Apple, which are weighing on the Nasdaq. Investors also still appear a bit concerned about weak global economic conditions. That's despite the fact that the US Federal Reserve's chair, Janet Yellen, has confirmed that any further interest rate increases in the US will be gradual. With an hour left in trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.9% to 17,594. The S&P 500 is also 0.9% lower at 2,055, and the Nasdaq's losing 0.75% to 5,032. European stock markets have rallied, though, and that was in the wake of yesterday's first official rate rise by the US Fed in almost 10 years. In London, the FTSE 100 gained just over 0.75% to 6,100. Now, local shares are set for a fairly weak start. In futures trading, the ASX SPY 200 is down 0.25% to 5,043. The Australian dollar has fallen quite sharply overnight. A short time ago, it was worth 71.1 US cents. On the cross rates, it's buying 65.77 euro cents, 47.8 British pence, 87.35 Japanese yen, and $1.06 in New Zealand. And finally, to commodities, West Texas crude oil has fallen to $34.93 US a barrel. A barrel of tapas has eased to $38.48 US, and spot gold has tumbled to $1,051.80 US an ounce. And that is all the latest news from the markets for you.
Thanks very much indeed, Rebecca Heim.